The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo.
The Chinese, behind the shield of the World Health Organization, for 2 months hid the virus from the world.
Particularly if you take New York, which we all know is having a disproportionately higher proportion of the burden.
Vaccine or no vaccine, we're back.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. The number is 877-970-2999. I want you just to, I say, not have so much anxiety. I was going to say relax, but I don't want to be snarky about it. We know everybody's been uptight. Everybody's worried. We got this. The light is at the end of the tunnel. But if you want to call, we have Dr. Alan Kadish with us at 5 minutes after 9 o'clock here on this May 27th, on this Wednesday. Dr. Kadish is the president of Touro College and New York Medical College. Hey, welcome back to the show, Alan. Thanks for taking the time. Always back by popular demand, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Joe?
You know what? Doing great. I feel like we're. You know what, Dr. Kadish? I'm going to go out. We have to go out. We have to work because some of us have to make a living. So I'm going to go out. What suggestion would you have? I'll wear the mask because I'm a hypochondriac anyway. I'll wear the gloves. I'm going to wear the goggles. I have the clear goggles, you know. And I'll go. Do I do a hazmat suit? What's the best way? You know, just to stay safe. If we're going to venture, and I really believe me, the guys are joking in the studio because I'm like that. But what's the best way? Safest way to do it? Keep your distance. Don't talk to people. Oh, like this, for example, Doc. Is like when I pull up to the hotel. I'm wondering, is the hotel been sanitized? Well, I'm sure it is because it's a great hotel. But do I get handed off to the valet parker? Do I have my car parked with a valet? All those little things we worry about, you know, Doc?
So all good concerns. I think that we all have to strike the right balance between being careful and not going crazy. So let's look at those things which we seem to have pretty good data really make a difference. Okay. We seem to be getting more information that masks really do make a difference, and that even regular surgical masks or made-at-home cloth masks have significant protection. So I would advise everyone, even though things are definitely getting better mm-hmm. in many parts of the country, I would advise everyone to continue wearing masks and continue trying to stay socially isolated, separated by 6 to 8 feet. I think a lot of the other things you're talking about, like wearing gloves, wearing goggles, I can't say it's wrong, but there's really no evidence that it makes a big difference. And so if you're trying to feel a little bit more normal, I think those are things which you could probably dispense with because there's really no clear evidence that they make a difference. As far as surfaces are concerned, surfaces we think are a little bit less dangerous than we used to think they were. We can't say they're completely safe, but they seem to be less dangerous. And so all of that is by way of saying, let's not remove all restrictions because we've done a really good job at isolating and getting the incidence of the virus down, particularly in New York where I am. It's really been dramatic decrease. So let's not let everything go. But I think we should stick to those things, particularly now that the danger is decreasing in New York. We can stick to those things that are proved to make a difference.
Dr. Kadish, so on testing, too. So you get tested. And I'm hearing that it's only 38% accurate, these tests, no matter what, number one. Number two, the antibody test, which is something else, says if you had it, can you indeed get it again? You know, we have these fears. You know what, Doc, what's interesting and why we love having you on the show, Dr. Kadish, you're going to give us the answers. I see it on the news. They touch on it. They dance around it. They never give us the answers to our questions.
Well, look, there's a lot we don't know. So all I can do is try to pass on what I think we do. So first of all, it's a mistake to say all the tests are so accurate, or so much accurate, because every test is different. There are some tests that have been shown to be very, very reliable. If you do a regular laboratory test for the virus with a good specimen collection, it's pretty reliable. Whether it's 85, 90, or 95, or 99, that may depend on some local factors, but it's quite reliable. The places where the tests have been shown to be maybe not so reliable are what's called the point-of-care testing. Those are the rapid testing things that are designed to be able to do it very quickly while you wait. We're still getting data on how accurate those are. That's all separate from the antibody testing. Remember, that's just testing to see if you are shedding or producing active virus.
And
as
that
far as the antibody test, sorry, go ahead, Joe.
No, if you get the antibodies test, does it make you immune? I mean, that's the question. That's the big $64,000 question, right?
So our best evidence is it's very protective. There have been a few reports which are still coming in, and we're still evaluating because the tests aren't completely accurate. Maybe there still is a chance you can get it, but you're certainly much, much less likely to get it if you have good levels of antibodies.
There it is. I'm getting my test on Friday. My doctor, I'm going to go into New York, going to do everything, right, and then we're going to come back and get tested with the antibodies test, see what's going on. Did you like my reference $64,000 question to a 1958 game show? Because I'm a current, up-to-date kind of guy, Doc. Did you like that? $64,000
question. Being at home for the last 10 weeks, I've seen more new game shows than I ever knew existed. There's a game... show channel. Did you know that there's a game show channel on TV?
I did know that. Yeah. Hey, listen, anything. We'll take it. All right. We're going to go to Dave in San Francisco, Dr. Kadish, kind enough to call him. Dave, do you have a question for Dr. Kadish, sir?
Oh, well, thanks, Joe. Yeah, I sure did. There are various stories about where this disease came from, whether it was some archaeological find found civilization was hundreds of thousands of years older, and that they had all died from an epidemic, and some fool in the cemetery or in the laboratory decided to reawaken the various viruses from hundreds of thousands of years ago. So is that true? Or is I'm wondering more like if Wuhan, China is an extremely polluted, concentrated city of 11 million people. It's a Chicago of China, and that it's got a transit hub, and that all these belching smokestacks have poisoned all the bugs, and the bugs are eaten by bats, and the bats are eaten by the poorest, who are then eating bats filled with poisoned bugs. Is this which is the origin of this disease?
Dave, that's a sci-fi movie. But you know what, Doc? And Dave calls from San Francisco, and we have fun with Dave because he's very, you know, he gets out there a little bit. But you know what? I think that's a very valid question. I mean, because Wuhan is terribly polluted. What do you think, Dr. Kadish?
So, look, I think it's a great question. It really is a great question. As far as where the virus has came from, the short answer is we don't know. The longer answer is because we don't know, it's become like who killed JFK. Because it's something that's such a major event, and we still don't have answers, it leads people to speculate. And lots of the speculation, you know, anything could be true, because the scientific answer is we don't know for sure. And because we don't know for sure, it opens you to all kinds of ideas. And I can't make anything up. The bottom line is we just don't know.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. I know. I always say that it was the bat lady. The bat lady brought a bat back from 800 miles away, and it got out accidentally. And then President Xi said, and this is a movie. This is a sketch, by the way, but not to make light of it. But President Xi said, "Oh, sure, let it go. Sure, let it go around the country. We don't know. I don't know that we'll ever find out, you know?" Hey, Dr. Kadish, let me go to education for a second. I got to ask you about the future of higher education. I'm the father of a college student. Come September, are we going to see students return to schools, do you think, as they normally do, sir?
So no place is going to be completely normal. How much students go back to school is really going to depend on a few things. What part of the country you're in, what the disease is like in the next month or two, which we still don't know for sure, and what kind of campus you have, because it may be different for a very isolated campus
right.
than a campus that's in the middle of the
right.
city. So what wow. I can say is most schools will have something on the ground, but no place will be normal. But whether it'll be 10 or 20% on the ground or 80 to 90% on the ground, it's going to depend on which region of the country you are, and it's going to depend on what happens in the next month or two.
That's true. And now we're seeing California kill off the SAT. Will coronavirus kill off college admission tests around the country, do you think, Doc?
So I don't think it's really going to be related to coronavirus. I think that there is a legitimate question about how to use standardized tests and other factors in evaluating students. So the question is, if you are in a selective college or selective medical school, how do you evaluate how good students are and whom you want in your school? And look, there are a number of different things you can look at. You have an interview, you have extracurricular activities, you have a personal statement.
Yeah.
But the objective things have always been high school GPA and standardized tests, like the SAT. And the problem is that there's been a lot of grade inflation. And so it's getting harder and harder to use standardized tests to really evaluate students. The SAT is definitely not perfect, but in my view, it's better than not having an objective measure at all. And one of the big concerns about the SATs is that their different races perform differently on the test. And of course, what we don't know is if that's a true reflection of differences in education,
mm-hmm.
or if it's related to the test. So there's been a lot written. Personally, I think it's important for us to recognize the limitation of the tests, but I think we need an objective way to compare students from different backgrounds. And if there are things that need to be adjusted, like you need to give low-income students a little bit of a boost because they haven't had the same benefits of education that high-income students have, you can do that, but that doesn't mean you should get rid of the test. So I think it's a mistake to get rid of the test. In fact, the faculty at the University of California,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the more progressive groups around actually recommended keeping the test.
Wow.
The president,
I know you,
the president overruled. The president overruled the faculty, so this is not a grassroots, faculty-driven process. The people who actually work with students think we should keep the test.
Yeah. I did so bad on my SAT, man. I'd love to see. We used to dread the SAT. I get rid of it, man. I sat down, man. I went cross-eyed when I took that SAT. And then I like when they put the SAT score out, right, Doc? It's like, I know you did good on yours, Dr. Kadish, I'm sure. Me, not so much. Alan Kadish, kind enough to join us, president of Toro College, all around great guy, New York Medical College as well. And before we let you go, sir, when we say, see, people are calling Dr. Kadish, yet he's kind enough to join us. Let me ask you this, if I can, before we let you go, sir. New Jersey is now allowing elective surgeries again. What do people need to keep in mind? They're afraid to go in, Doc. If they go in for an elective surgery, what should we keep in mind?
Look, I can't say there's absolutely no risk. But what I can tell you is that we've learned a lot in the last few months. And the hospitals that are beginning to do elective surgery again are being extraordinarily careful to protect patients. And so I think the bottom line is wear your mask on the way in, listen to what the hospital and the nurses tell you about how to protect yourself, and don't put off, you know, the word elective surgery has a broad range of meanings. Sometimes you really do need an operation. Maybe you need a biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could perhaps be something bad that you're ignoring. You know, maybe there's something you need done, even though it's, quote, elective.
Yeah.
And so I would not resist going in, but I would be very careful to follow advice so that the measures that hospitals are taking to prevent the spread of the coronavirus will work for you. And look, we've seen it work all over the place. I mentioned this before, once before on your show, Joe. One of the amazing things, and it still holds up in today's data, is if you look at healthcare providers, they're being exposed constantly to the virus, but yet they have a lower rate of positive antibodies than the average person in New York City. And the reason is that the protective measures work. Wearing a mask, protecting yourself works. So we got to do it. But don't ignore healthcare because you're afraid.
All right, even Dr. Kadish. Thank you, sir. We hear you loud and clear. Alan, thank you, Alan. We appreciate it. You're so patient, and we'll let you get back to your many, many calls and your many, many patients, sir. President of Touro College and New York Medical College, Dr. Alan Kadish. Thank you, sir. Great to have you with us always.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Thank you. Dr. Alan Kadish, good guy right there. 20 after 9. Speaking of good guys, Larry Elder, my buddy's coming up. Oh, he's got a new film coming out. We're going to talk to Larry about his new film. Sean Lewis as well. Debbie Duhaime right now on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
And good morning, Joe Piscopo. Let's go up to 95 northbound, that ramp to 287 westbound in Portchester. Over on the ramp, the right lane is blocked. It's an overturned dump truck and a debris spill with rocks all over the place. So they're trying to clean up that mess right now. Watch for some slowdowns as you take a ride to the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Getting into Newburgh, that's some ongoing road work over there. 80 East, exit 67, some earlier problems cleared out of the way. Over on 35 southbound into Amboy Road into Lawrence Harbor. That's some ongoing road work. It's still busy. Cross Bronx westbound Jerome out through the GWB with construction at the outbound GWB. The eastbound Gowanus at 38th. An accident there just cleared out of the way. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you take a ride to Madison Ave at 41st Street. Two lanes blocked with a broken water main. Checking the forecast. Clouds today high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
This coming November, you'll have a chance to make a difference. If you vote, you can save this country from the crazies on the left. You know, the ones that want to ruin the economy, turn America into a socialist utopia.
Like that'll ever work.
But it all starts with one simple act. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you aren't, you're part of the problem. If you vote and you make smart decisions, you'll do more than just make a difference. You'll save the country. AM 970, The Answer.
Are you anxious about your retirement? Are you losing sleep or having personal relationships suffer due to crushing financial pressure? Do you want a future that is protected from uncertainty and the exploding global debt bubble? At this stage of your life, do you long for a safe harbor to protect your nest egg? You can safely back your IRAs, many 401ks, and other retirement accounts with physical gold. There is no penalty, and it is completely tax-deferred. It all happens in just three easy steps with the Gold IRA Company. If you are finally ready to leave dangerous waters, calm the waves around you and secure a golden financial future. Call us today, the Gold IRA Company at 888-393-4822. If you need to protect your hard-earned money, you are one phone call away from taking that important first step to your own peace of mind. Visit us at thegoldiracompany.com right now or call 888-393-4822. Connect with the Gold IRA Company right now so our expert team can help you in this critical next step to protect your financial future.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'm telling you about Relief Factor. I love telling you about Relief Factor. Here's something that everyone knows. When a person is in pain, they're not as healthy as they could be, right? So to be as healthy as you can be by being able to sleep through the night, which everyone knows is a very good thing, Dave from Gig Harbor, just south of Seattle, wrote to Relief Factor that his pain was so bad he couldn't roll over in his bed. How about that? He had to get out of bed, walk around the bed, and get back in, right? But after taking 100% drug-free Relief Factor, he started sleeping through the night again. No pain, better sleep. And Pete and Seth Talbot, these are my friends, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me that not being able to sleep is just one of the many reasons they created the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Maybe it's your back, your neck, your shoulder, hip, or knee pain. Like I have my knee pain, that chronic knee pain, and my shoulder that I keep telling you about, right? And because of just getting older or everyday living, doesn't matter why, try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. And I understand if you're skeptical, but tens of thousands of others, like me, were skeptical too. But maybe you should give it a try. Simply give it a try by going to relieffactor.com. Here's what I would humbly suggest to you, because I love you. You're part of the family. We gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning. Me, Frank, Al, and Debbie, all of us together with you, we're going to try the 3-week quick start. For $19.95, 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, okay? ReliefFactor.com. We're doing this together. You could also call, please, 800-500-8384.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Must be Larry Elder about to sing. Oh, wait a minute. Larry Elder, he's the man. He is the man. Radio talk show host, more like a legend. Heard on AM 970 The Answer every night at 7 p.m. When you listen to Larry, you feel good about this great country. He makes sense of everything. Larry, it's a privilege to have you on our show. A little Louis Armstrong for you to kick off the morning, my friend.
Oh, when them saints go marching in. You kidding me? Oh, yeah. Joseph, how are you, my friend?
Right on the money. I'm looking, and I found a picture from you and I at the Vitello's, now Feinstein's, in Studio City. Great shot, except it says last night in Studio City. And if you're listening, you're worried. It wasn't quite last night. It was a year or so ago. And I bought Larry on stage, and you nailed it, brother. You were just – did you ever – before we get into your film, did you ever perform on stage live doing, like, live comedy or singing, Larry?
I did. I did stand up maybe about half a dozen times just to see, Joseph, if I could do it, because I think it takes a great deal of courage to stand up there with a mic, no band, nothing, just you and an audience half drunk and make them laugh. So I just did it a few times to see if I could do it. The second time I did it, the club guy offered to pay me to come back. I came back a couple times.
Yeah.
But I wasn't what I wanted to do, but I felt that I could do it. That's all I wanted to do was find out whether or not I had the guts to stand up there and do it, and I did.
Yeah, and you sure did, Larry Elder, man. Hey, first of all, I got to ask you too. Now, you got to give us your take on Joe Biden's comments from Friday. Were you moved at all by Joe Biden's apology? And as a black man, were you offended, Larry Elder?
First of all, Joseph, what is he apologizing for? What he said is standard Democrat 101 dogma. I've been called a sellout and an Uncle Tom all my life for merely believing in low taxes, personal responsibility. Barack Obama was called not black enough by his opponent, Bobby Rush, who's still in Congress, Joe, when he ran in 2000. He described him as an elite, out-of-touch Harvard grad who was not black enough. Michael Steele, the former chair of the GOP, ran for Senate in Maryland. The president of the Senate, Democrat president of the Senate, white guy, called him an Uncle Tom. and then just last year, Ayanna Pressley, one of the members of the squad, publicly said, we don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be a brown voice. We don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice. How is that any different than Joe Biden saying you're not black enough? It's the same stuff they've been saying for decades, but Joe Biden said that all of a sudden the very same people who've been saying it publicly and privately are going, oh, my God. Really?
I know.
Are you serious?
I mean, does it offend you? They say, oh, I'm going to use a – I have a black running mate. Like he's narrowing it down. I mean, it would be nice if he's
– It'll offend everybody that he says, I want a female running mate. How about the most qualified person? Whatever happened to MLK's vision of a colorblind society? They don't want a colorblind society, Joe. They want a color-coordinated one. I'll give you another example. I'm in California. A few years ago, a black man named Ward Connolly led the fight to get rid of affirmative action in California. He was very successful. He's married to a white woman. One of his opponents is a woman named Diane Watson. Later on, ran for and got elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. She said publicly, let me tell you why you support getting rid of affirmative action. You're married to a white woman. You don't have any ethnic pride. You want to be white. And then a couple of days later, the newspaper said, what's this all about? She said, that's right, I said it. Never apologized.
Yeah, they never do. I'm telling you, Larry fired up in the morning, 9:29 with Joe Piscopo, the great Larry Elder. The sages. Hey, Larry, before I tell you about your film, tell us about growing up in South Central, man. I mean, that is like, that's where you came up and your thoughts, you know, and how you ended up, you know, just being able to step back and just to be the eloquent, you know, spokesperson that you are for humanity, my friend.
Well,
how did that all start out?
It's all about hard work. I've told you about my father. My father left home when he was 13 years old. He was from Athens, Georgia. His mother kicked him out of the house, never to return. This is a black boy, Athens, Georgia, at the beginning of the Great Depression. And my father just worked his butt off. He joined the Marines. He became a janitor, had two full-time jobs as a janitor when I was growing up, saved his nickels and dimes, started a little cafe, and ran it until his mid-80s. This is a quintessential American story. My father always told my brothers and me, hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. You can't control the outcome, but you're 100% in control of the effort. And before you moan about what somebody did to you, go to the closest mirror and say to yourself, what could I have done to change the outcome? And last thing he told us is, no matter how good you are, sooner or later bad crap is going to happen. How you deal with that stuff will tell your mother and me if we raised a man.
Wow, I'm loving this. Larry Elder on the radio. Tell us about the documentary Uncle Tom coming out next month, Larry.
The website is called UncleTom.com. We have 3 30-second trailers up there, so I urge everybody to check them out. And this is simply a movie that asks a simple question. Why is it if you were black and you're not a Democrat and you question things like choice in school, why can't we have choice in school? If you question the idea that we're eternally oppressed and that blacks are still victimized by the terms are now institutional or structural or systemic racism, if you dare question that, that all the problems facing the black community are directly linked to slavery and Jim Crow, you are maligned, you're called a sellout, you're called an Uncle Tom. And the movie interviews people like Alan West and Herman Cain and Candace Owens and a woman named Carol Swain, who's a law professor in Tennessee, all of whom are not Democrats and all of whom have been subjected to this kind of verbal abuse. And the movie is not angry. It's not defensive. It just says, wait a second. Look at the history of the Democratic Party. This is the party of opposing the 13th Amendment, 14th Amendment, 15th. Democrats founded the Klan, for crying out loud. More Republicans as a percentage voted for the Civil Rights Act of 64 than Democrats, and yet blacks routinely pull the lever for the Democratic Party at the tune of 95%. The question is why? And if you dare question that, why are you maligned as an Uncle Tom as opposed to, here's why you're wrong, Larry. Here are the facts. Here are the studies that refute your allegation. No, you're just dismissed. Uncle Tom, self-loathing. You don't want to be black. This is ridiculous, and the movie tackles this question.
Got UncleTom.com, UncleTom.com, coming out next month from Larry Elder. Larry, it's so true. Before we let you go, my friend, it's like, you know, me being the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey, walking the inner city streets around the country for many, many years. The Democrats, I was a Democrat most of my life, Larry, and they just never stepped up for the most stressed areas. The people that need the help the most, they're just not helped by the Democrats. And the
not only are they not helpful, they're counterproductive because the number one problem in the black community is the absence of fathers, and the welfare state has created an incentive for women to marry the government and allowed an incentive for men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. 70% of black kids are raised without fathers, and Obama said a kid raised without a dad is 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. So don't write to me. Write to Barack Obama. He's the one who said that.
Larry Elder, he's on tonight right here on AM 970 The Answer, 7 p.m. I'm going to see you on stage.
Hold me down.
You were the greatest, man. I got you on stage, man. Come on, we're gonna do a repeat performance with Larry and Joe on stage. We love you, Larry. God bless you. We'll be looking.
And Joe, I want you to have on my Uncle Tom merchandise, which is also on sale, UncleTom.com. Be the first in your hood to have an Uncle Tom T-shirt and a hoodie.
You're the best, Larry. Thank you, my friend. God bless you, my friend. Larry, the great Larry Elder, UncleTom.com. This is a must-see film from a great, great man, Larry Elder. 9:34 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Big Al, standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
64 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open. It's up a little over 300 points, about 1.25%, having just opened about 4 minutes ago. North Wildwood Mayor Patrick Rosanello says allowing people to drink in public is working so far. Due to the coronavirus, Governor Murphy signed a bill allowing businesses with liquor licenses to sell sealed alcohol for takeout. The mayor then allowed people to sip right outside of the establishment, saying enforcement would have been a nightmare for police. So far, the temporary relaxation of the rules is welcomed by bar restaurant owners and those consuming alcoholic beverages. Ben & Jerry's is taking fans up, up, and away with its new flavor. Boots on the Moon is chocolate ice cream with fudge astronaut cows and toffee meteor clusters orbiting a sugar cookie dough core. That's how the company describes it. The limited batch is in honor of the Netflix movie Space Force, which is due out Friday. And get this, to celebrate, Ben & Jerry's just launched a pint into space carried by a balloon. In sports, Major League Baseball wants players to take less money for a shortened season. ESPN reporting the first economic proposal to the union has the highest paid players taking significant pay cuts and the lowest paid players lesser cuts of their prorated share. The Players Association is expected to reject the proposal. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Problems still on 95 northbound, the ramp to 287 westbound at Port Chester. The right lane is blocked on the ramp. It's an overturned dump truck and a debris spill with rocks all over the place. They're still working at the scene to clean up the mess. Heading over to 17 eastbound, slowing down in toward the New York State Thruway, in toward Monroe. That's some ongoing road work heading through that stretch. 17 southbound, slowing down just a bit into Henry Street, getting down through Hasbrook Heights. We're seeing volume on the Cross Bronx westbound, Jerome Ave, getting out toward the GWB. The outbound GWB upper and lower levels, ongoing road work over there. That's what's causing the delay heading through there. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered parking rules in effect. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in effect as well. Clouds today, high in the 70s, some showers likely for tomorrow. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't wait for Michael's of Brooklyn to open so we can all go there and break some bread. Beautiful, just to sit there. You know, the cuisine is spectacular at Michael's of Brooklyn. Best ever, anywhere, right? So when you sit there, though, and Enzo greets you at the door, and you see Fred and, you know, Johnny in the kitchen, Michael himself, and the whole family is there. Just a great experience. And we will be back soon enough. In the meantime, they are now taking orders for pickup. Michael's of Brooklyn, yes, is taking orders for pickup. So you can call 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. You want to take home Michael's of Brooklyn? Imagine that. Imagine walking through the door with Michael's of Brooklyn. How happy your family's going to be. Will you call, please? 718-998-7851. This is a service from Johnny and Fred and Michael and the family. They've been operating, owned and operated since 1964. It's a great success story. And now as you listen around the country, in San Francisco, Dave, appreciate you calling, or down in Nashville, or Lucinda down in Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina. We know you now listen to the show on AM970TheAnswer.com, iHeartRadio, Radio.com. We appreciate that. But you're going to go to your supermarkets in these great cities, and you're going to say, hey, what was Piscopo talking about? Oh, Michael's of Brooklyn. you're going to take it home, and I'm telling you, it's Italian Brooklyn in a jar. The best anyway. You're going to love it. You're going to love Michael's of Brooklyn. All right? And I know, and I get tweets from Nashville. I get tweets from Little Rock, Arkansas. And that's where Michael's of Brooklyn is. But it's right there on Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, and we will be there soon enough. In the meantime, if you're in the area, they are taking orders for pickup at the legendary Michael's of Brooklyn restaurant. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
I hold in my hand the Boomer Natural face coverings, boomernaturals.com, boomernaturals.com. Little bunny on it, little beautiful design. These are for kids, by the way. Face coverings for children. And then what I do with my kids who are older, I got the regular. We have a nice blue one here. I got some with a little tropical look to it. I got the white Boomer Natural face coverings. I was talking about them on Neil Cavuto's show and on Fox and Friends on Sunday. And you hear me talk about them on CBS2, boomernaturals.com. You know why? Because they're giving away. Boomernaturals.com. And this is what I'm talking about. This is the American spirit at its best. They're giving away 40,000 face coverings to the Veterans Administration in New York City. And we'll be over there with Commissioner James Hendon, and we will be there on Friday. And you'll hear about it, and we're going to do it, and I'm so proud to do it. Also, making these face coverings available to those who put their lives on the line for us every day, the men and women of the NYPD. This is great from Boomer Naturals. Now, why I like it? Because I'm a germaphobe. That's why. Because I'm a dad, and I worry constantly. This is a three-cloth, layered, infused face covering with nano silver technology. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and your mouth. Hello? Of course I'm going to be wearing this. I tell you, face coverings for size for adults, it's a 30-day, 30-use protective face cover. So you get it. And what I did with my blue mask, washed it last night, soap and water, boom, it's good to go today. For 30 days. It's like it comes to like 30 cents per day. You can get masks for the entire family. So go to boomernaturals.com, please. Boomernaturals.com. Use the code JOE20 at checkout. You save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. This is your source for in-stock face covers for your entire family. Boomernaturals.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer. This pandemic has been tough on all of us.
What is America to me?
It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances, our families. But you know, it's also brought out some of the best in people. We've seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. So throughout this crisis, we're highlighting a New Yorker who has gone above and beyond right here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Here's another everyday hero.
And his name is Sean Lewis, manager and chef at Liberty National in Jersey City. He's a friend. He's doing some great things. Hey, Sean, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Well, listen, you are one of the most popular people over at Liberty National. You're the chef. You run these great events. Joe, could you come down and perform? We have just rocked the house so many times. You're there with the Siller family and the Tunnel to Towers and Mayor Giuliani's over there. Sean, how did you get over there, if I may start right there, Sean Lewis? How did you end up at Liberty National, beautiful, beautiful country club in Jersey City?
Well, thanks so much, Joe. And first of all, thank you for always showing up at these events, because it's not a party at Liberty National unless Joe Piscopo is there.
I love it. I love it, baby.
All right. I think it's almost 12 years now. I was working on Long Island, and I was at a club, and I had a friend who was, worked with before, who just opened this place, and he's like, just come down and see it. Come down. Beautiful place, right? The Statue of Liberty. So I took a drive out. It had to be a spring day. It was raining. It was miserable out. And it was just, I got here on property. It was beautiful. You know, the Statue of Liberty, everything that America stands for. It's what Paul Fireman did with this property and the land around it. And what was a Browns fight. Just beautiful. So I've been here ever since and love every day. It's just been amazing.
If you're listening, we're talking about Liberty National in Jersey City. Jersey City, man. And when they started building that, I mean, Rudolph Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani said to me, this is going to be great. And indeed, it turned out to be one of the great golf courses. You could see the Statue of Liberty from Liberty National. Me and Ed Henry go down there with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and we looked around. We were taking Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL. We're walking around going, how beautiful it is. How beautiful it is. Amazing, now, you've been doing, Sean Lewis, some great work during this pandemic, feeding people. Tell us what you've been up to. This is great.
Well, it all stems from, the firemen's and what they do on a day-to-day basis, year in and year out. You know, when a pandemic strikes, Paul and Phyllis, the foundation, and also Liberty National just immediately reached out. I think between the state of Massachusetts, where Paul and Phyllis reside, and New Jersey, it's been over $2.5 million that has been donated to help those in need during this pandemic. And it's just not money given at the top. This is at a grassroots level. So we've been working with some of the local outreach community, to make sure that the elderly, the people that need, are being fed on a day-to-day basis, with the local medical center, who we have a great relationship, making sure that they have supplies. I personally, I got a text. Do you have any surgical masks? The need was so great when this hit. That we were ready to do, and we did do almost anything and everything to help everybody out. It's amazing at times like this, it brings out the best in everyone. So that has been, from Liberty National and the firemen, what we've been doing. Myself, I've been doing, some things that are different. We have, as chefs, some of the top chefs in the country, Thomas Keller, Grant Achatz, James Kent, who's over in New York City right here. We get our produce, a good part of it, from this place called the Chef's Garden in Huron, Ohio. And it's just the most amazing, healthiest produce that's raised, organically. It's just the top end. And so with the farm, with all these restaurants out, they had no place to sell produce. So, they reached out to us at Golf Kitchen and, the magazine that I'm involved with. And, it was a, collaboration between the three. And we launched this initiative, Swing Into Action. So you can, get this produce provision pack, that I put together. It's a plant-based meal. And the recipe, the produce to feed about four people, and then extra produce to get probably small family about a week's worth of produce delivered to your door for $89. And it's just taken off. People are, they want to be healthy. They want to have, access to fresh produce. It was amazing. I could find good meat in the markets, your dry goods you could always get, but produce seemed to be, the one thing that was lacking. And this was a great answer to it. So there are wonderful people over in Ohio, the Chef's Garden, Diana over at Golf Kitchen, who does a tremendous job. So we've been working. We got a couple of other chefs involved, and it's really taken off. So I'm very proud of it.
So where can we find you, Sean? Where can we find you for if people like or in need or want to order this?
This is at Chef's dashgarden.com, and it's $89 delivered to your door. And it's, you know, it's just a provision pack full of produce. Go on Chef's Garden. You know, you scroll down, there's an icon. You see Liberty National. It says Swing Into Action. Click on that. And then there's, you know, my picture. You click on that. That'll show you what comes in the provision pack. And, you know, you go from there. You just, you know, you order. It comes to your door, I think, within 48 hours. And it's just amazing. You know, it's this beautiful produce. And it's funny. I shot a video for it. And when I'm opening up the box, I'm like, for a chef, this is like Christmas. Every time you get a delivery from this place, because it's just beautiful stuff. It's amazing. You know, the fact that people get to enjoy that and they get to open it up, and I encourage people to, you know, to go on my Instagram and reach out with any questions and people have. It's that's at Chef Sean Christopher Lewis on Instagram. Reach out. If you want, you know, you need help with a recipe, I'm here for you. You know, if you want to send me pictures, I'll post them, all that great stuff. So it's great when people are home, and people are cooking and all these different things. And then, of course, that wasn't enough, Joe. I said, you know, I got to take this produce and do something different with it.
Yeah.
So I'm launching these cocktail boxes. We're making cocktails with some of the, you know, produce that we're doing. So, yeah, so it's really interesting. I'm doing a carrot cocktail, a one with rhubarb, and another one I just did with golden beets. And these are phenomenal, fantastic cocktails that are on the menu here at Liberty National.
And you could, for our producer, Frankie Fiburrows, you could put maybe a little taste of something in there other than the carrot juice, says Sean. Is that what you're saying, my friend, huh?
Awesome. Frankie, just let me know what your flavor is, and I'll send it over, Frankie. No worries.
That's the guy. Sean Lewis, yeah. God bless you. You could Google chef-garden.com as Sean Lewis, and also Liberty National. You could Google that and check out the great work that Sean is doing. I love when you get creative, man, because I know how busy you are, Sean. You're busier than anybody putting together all those great events and taking care of the great members over there, by the way, at Liberty National. We love every one of them. I've got to know them personally. And then you stepped out of the box and helped those in need. We appreciate it, Sean. God bless you, brother. And you know what, Sean? We're going to be up, swinging, and rocking and rolling soon enough, my friend.
Look forward to seeing you soon, Joe.
Thank you. Sean Lewis right there. Sean Lewis right there. You can go to chef-garden.com. Joe Piscopo on the radio. 10 minutes before Mike Gallagher. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads looking out for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning to our fabulous listeners. Let's go out to 95 northbound. That ramp to 287 westbound in Portchester. Watch out on that ramp. The right lane is blocked. It's an overturned dump truck with rocks all over the place, most of it being pushed off to the shoulder, but do watch for some activity there. 17 eastbound, slowing down through Monroe, getting down toward the thruway. That's some ongoing road work to contend with as you head through that particular stretch. It's still kind of busy this morning on the Cross Bronx westbound 3rd Avenue. Getting into the GWB, the outbound GWB, upper and lower. Construction going on till about 2:30 this afternoon, so definitely keep that in mind. Madison Avenue by 41st. Watch for a broken water main here in Midtown. And if you're heading to the LIE West at Junction Boulevard, accident there just being cleared out of the way. Over on 35 South at Victory Circle in Sayreville, a debris spill. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Love Balance of Nature. You want to build up your immune system. You want to build up your immune system. You have to have enough fruits and vegetables, and you can get that with Balance of Nature. Natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge. Come on, how about this? They want you to live a healthy life, the Howard family does. Now, you can call your personal health coach, discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a fabulous service from the Howard family to your family. Balance of Nature is also offering free shipping and 35% on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. You know, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. I'm not making any clinical claims. I'm telling you what works for the morning team here with Frank and Alan, Debbie, and myself. We take Balance of Nature religiously because it's the most natural thing you can do. It's not like vitamins that are artificial, that they have this filler in them that you eliminate. Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That, in turn, will build up your immune system now more than ever. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 800-246-8751, please. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Dan Proft believes people just want to be heard.
The pandemic is a story not only about our health, but also our humanity. And when you compel the unification of opinion, you achieve only the unanimity of the graveyard, as Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson famously observed. And you treat people who've always played by the rules, who are operate in good faith, who are considerate, as the enemy.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Armchair psychologists have tried and failed to throw doubt on President Trump's sanity. There's a new book that puts famous insane leaders in historic perspective. It's called History's Nine Most Insane Rulers. Author Scott Rank has unearthed the real lives of the nine most mentally unbalanced leaders through the ages. Some suffered from schizophrenia, like King Charles VI of France, who thought he was made of glass. Then there's Ottoman Sultan Ibrahim, the first who practiced his archery skills by pointing his arrows at his palace servants. Order the new book, History's Nine Most Insane Rulers, today at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Low clouds, dense fog, and spotty drizzle for a while this morning. Then clouds will break for some sun later today. Our high 77, but mainly in the 60s at the coast. It'll cloud up again tonight with some fog developing along the coast later on, though 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a shower or two in the area, high 73. Friday, clouds, breaks of sun, becoming breezy, warm but humid, with a shower or two and even a thunderstorm, mainly during the afternoon hours, the high Friday, 79. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Before we get out of here and make way for Mike Gallagher, we got to go to Judy, our girl in Brooklyn, always checking in. Judy, good morning. How you doing this morning?
You are the best. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to try and do it real fast. I know, number one, yeah. I want Al Cotulis to know that we all love him, and he is such an addition to the show. We would not be the same without him, I'm telling you now. And I love for all of you interrupting each other. You're hysterical. Dr. Pry, two things on Dr. Pry. Listen, I know time is valuable. Dr. Yeah. Pry, number one, I was waiting for him to say that you need to have a duplicate grid. That's what you need, and it's not a lot of money. A duplicate grid to protect you from any kind of nefarious actors out there, which I heard. I'm not that smart. I heard about this. And
yes,
two, this is not Rome. This is 2020 United States of America. And God willing, all right, God willing, always God willing, this country is going to come back better than ever. We're not Rome. We're America. And it's a God-fearing country, mostly, hopefully. And I think we're going to and thank you, Joe, because you're always encouraging, and we need to do that more often. We got to open up businesses. We got to open up safely. Yep. And God willing, when it comes back, there's no depression. Absolutely not.
That's right. Thank you, Judy. You're probably right. Duplicate grid, though. I like that. Yeah, duplicate grid. We're talking about that EMP, electromagnetic pulse. You could check out the show. We're going to put the Piscopo podcast up probably within the next 20 minutes. We'll be putting it up. You'll be able to listen to Dr. Pry and to everybody else we had on the show, Congressman Lee Zeldin and Joe DeGeneva and Larry Elder and Dr. Kadish, you know, and Sean and Dan, so we got the great show for you that we thank Frank Morano for. Thank you, Frankie Five Burrows. Appreciate
thank
it very
you,
much, my friend. Big Al, we do love you. And Debbie, we love you as well. And we love you for listening with respect, with appreciation. God bless you. God bless your family. You know what? God bless America. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
64 degrees at 959. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Megabus says it will begin rolling out some buses on routes from New York to Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington on June 1st. Bus company shut down amid the pandemic. The owners say they will follow CDC guidelines to make sure all passengers are safe, including requiring everyone wear facial coverings. Company will not fill buses, and all of their fleet will be washed and wiped down every day. Stocks are up on Wall Street for the second straight day as states look to reopen following the pandemic. Carnival shares are jumping around 15% at the open, with United Airlines and JP Morgan shares up 8% and 3% respectively. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications for loans to buy a home rose 9% last week and are up more than 50% since early April. National average interest rate for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage edged up 1 basis point to 3.42%. At the opening bell, Dow Jones up more than 350 points. S&P 500 is up around 1%. The NASDAQ is rising around 15 points. And astronauts are expected to launch into space from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade this afternoon. A SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule will carry Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley to the International Space Station. It's the first space crew to launch from the U.S. since 2011. It's also the first time NASA is pairing with a private company to send astronauts into space. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside. If you have to be out, wear a mask and practice social distancing. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.